This week, I'm answering a question about the basics of building your very own time management and productivity system. Hello and welcome to episode 316 of the Working With Podcast, a podcast to answer all your questions about productivity, time management, self-development, and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host of this show. Do you ever feel there is too much conflicting advice on productivity and time management? There are those who tell you never to look at your email first thing in the morning and others who do, me included. Then there are those who advocate time blocking and many who don't. And there are the proponents of getting things done or, as I discovered recently, people who swear by their Franklin planners. It's a confusing landscape. Yet, if you look at almost any way of doing things, there will always be conflicting advice. That's because humans have different ways of doing different things and varied tastes. There are those who say a stick shift car is better than an automatic. Others will give you different advice on how to raise your children. So, how do you navigate all the advice on time management and productivity? Well, that's what we're looking at this week, and that means it's time for me now to hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Meg. Meg asks, "Hi, Carl. I'm a recent convert to your YouTube channel, and I wanted to ask if you have any recommendations for time management systems. There's a lot of different advice, and I just want something I can use and stick to."
Hi, Meg. Thank you for your question. I've always felt when it comes to time management and by extension productivity, the best place to start with is what you want to know and when. By this I mean, what do you want to see on your calendar and when do you want to see it? You can set up notifications on your calendar to alert you to upcoming events, and you can choose when those notifications will appear. For instance, if you work from home, perhaps you may only need a 15-minute alert before a meeting. If you work in an office or travel to meet clients, you may prefer to see when your next appointment is 30 minutes or an hour before. Getting fundamentals like this right for you would be a great place to begin. Next would be how you manage your calendars. You will likely have a work and personal calendar. I know many people also have shared calendars with their families. The question here is, how do you want to be able to see all those calendars? Separating them by keeping your work calendar only on your work devices and your personal calendars on your personal devices can give you a nice clean edge between your work and personal life, but can also create conflicts. If you are sent on a one-day training course, you may need to leave home a little early to arrive at the training site. If you are also committed to taking your kids to school on that day without seeing them all on the same calendar, it would be easy to double book yourself. Think of it this way. You live one life, not multiple. Yes, you may have different roles in your life, a parent, a brother or sister, a son or daughter, and an employee, for instance. But all those roles are just a part of your one life. When thought of that way, would it not make sense to keep that one life on one calendar? You could separate your roles by creating different calendars within your calendar app. Each role could be allocated a different color on a single calendar. This way, you would see everything on one calendar and easily manage conflicts such as attending a training course and taking your kids to school. If you work with a company that is very strict about sharing company data, you may not be able to have all your different roles in one calendar. If that is you, you could block your work times out on your personal calendar so you can identify when you have work commitments. Your calendar only needs to show you where you are meant to be. You can always refer to your work device for the details. This will mean a little extra work when you do your weekly planning, but checking your work calendar for any unusual start or finish times shouldn't take more than a few minutes. How best to manage your notes can be confusing. There are a lot of conflicting advice in this area. There are thousands of different notes apps and multiple different ways to organize your notes. But let's step back a little and think about how you want to use your notes. Some of you may want to store important project information in a single place, and many of you may want to keep your ideas centrally so you can access them when you need new ones. There's something about seeing all your random ideas together that can create connections between them you never thought of. Many parents like to keep their kids' drawings in a digital archive, and a notes app is great for doing that. Imagine all those pictures collected over the years and being able to see them when, wherever you are, whenever you want. In years to come, you may use them to tease your kids. The thing is, how do you organize all this stuff? It's likely you'll be collecting work-related information as well as information you want to use personally. Do you keep these separate or in one place? Again, this will depend on what your employer allows you to access outside of your work devices. You will likely find having everything in one place is the most convenient. This avoids having to remember where you put something and will make finding what you're looking for seamless. If you have no choice, keeping your work-related notes only on your work devices should not be a huge inconvenience. As with having separate calendars, it does mean you will need to review multiple places to ensure you haven't missed anything important. Organizing your notes can be a bit of a minefield. This is where there are still a lot of ideas and methods. One way to look at this is how people organized their notes before the digital explosion. After all, the digital age is relatively new and we are still experimenting with methods. People used old grey filing cabinets for hundreds of years. They may have learned a thing or two about filing effectively. Now, with filing cabinets, the most common way to organize was alphabetically. In his book, Getting Things Done, David Allen also recommends organizing files alphabetically. Perhaps a if it ain't broke, don't fix it approach would work best for you here. You can keep your folders or notebooks flexible. For example, you may wish to have a folder called insurance, where you keep all documents related to your insurance policies. Remember, unlike filing cabinets, you can find the right documents from a simple search using your keyboard, so you do not need to create subfolders for each type of insurance policy. While there are frameworks such as Tiago Forte's PARA, PARA stands for Projects, Areas, Resources and Archive, and my GAPRA, GAPRA stands for Goals, Areas, Projects, Resources and Archive, I'm more and more coming around to believing that these more complex structures are unnecessarily complex. Today's notes apps have excellent search features. You can add a note, and as long as you remember a title, keyword, or date range, you will be able to find it in seconds. The biggest difference between the digital and analog worlds is how the digital world connects. You can have your calendar, to-do list, and all your notes on a single device in your pocket, and anything you collect will be synchronized to all your digital devices. I still marvel at how I can save a blog post or news article for reading later from my phone and then move to my iPad and the article is just saved. is right there waiting for me to read. If I go back to what you want to see and when, you may want to see your calendar in the morning while you're drinking your morning brew. This means having your today's calendar on your phone makes sense. A quick tap on your calendar app and today's appointments are there. What about the things you need to do today? When would you want to see those? Perhaps the first time you need to look at these is when you sit down to begin your work day. Seeing that on your computer before you begin makes sense. A bigger screen will make a list seem less overwhelming, and you can decide when these to-dos will best be done. The most important thing, Meg, is not to overcomplicate things. When we complicate things, systems and frameworks break. You don't need overly complex structures for your notes. All you need is a simple alphanumeric filing system that makes sense to you. Your to-do list only needs to show you what needs to be done today. Tomorrow, next week, and next month's to-dos are not relevant today. The goal should be to begin the day knowing where you need to be and what needs to be done. Anything that supports that will always work. Anything that leaves you having to make too many decisions or think too much about what to do does not. I hope that has helped, Meg, and thank you so much for your question. And thank you to you too for listening. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.